2 Kings, chapter 12. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Jehoash did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all his days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the silver of the hallowed things that is brought into the house of Yahweh, the silver from a man who passes over to be numbered, the silver from the estimation of souls, and all the silver that comes into any man's heart to bring into the house of Yahweh. Let the priests take it to them, every man from his acquaintance, and they will repair the breaches of the house, wherever any breach will be found." But it was so, that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash the priests had not repaired the breaches of the house. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest, and for the other priests, and said to them, "Why aren't you repairing the breaches of the house? Now therefore take no more silver from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house." And the priests consented that they should take no more silver from the people, neither repair the breaches of the house. But Jehoiada the priest took a chest, and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of Yahweh, and the priests who kept the threshold put in it all the silver that was brought into the house of Yahweh. And it was so, when they saw that there was much silver in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put in bags and counted the silver that was found in the house of Yahweh. And they gave the silver that was weighed out into the hands of those who did the work, that had the oversight of the house of Yahweh, and they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders, that wrought on the house of Yahweh. And to the masons and the hewers of stone, and for buying timber and cut stone to repair the breaches of the house of Yahweh, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. But there were not made for the house of Yahweh cups of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, any vessels of gold, or vessels of silver, of the silver that was brought into the house of Yahweh. For they gave that to those who did the work, and repaired the house of Yahweh with it. Moreover, they did not reckon with the men, into whose hand they delivered the silver to give to those who did the work, for they dealt faithfully. The silver for the trespass offerings, and the silver for the sin offerings, was not brought into the house of Yahweh, it was the priests. Then Hazael king of Syria went up, and fought against Gath, and took it, and Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. And Jehoash king of Judah took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his fathers, kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and of the king's house, and sent it to Hazael king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his slaves arose, and made a conspiracy, and struck Jehoash at the house of Millo, on the way that goes down to Silla. For Jozachar the son of Shimeath, and Jehosabad the son of Shomer, his slaves, struck him, and he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amaziah his son reigned in his stead.